Good day, Eastern Sierra. Grab your coffee, buckle up, and let's dive into the latest headlines that are keeping our community buzzing, from fresh snow reports to basketball victories and new shopping prospects. We've got the good stuff coming your way. Stick with us for all the details and maybe a little bit of fun along the way. You might just have a little. Give it a try. Okay, man. Big news for shoppers in the Eastern Sierra. Marshalls is officially coming to Bishop. Set to open in 2026 at the Bishop Plaza, this popular retail chain will move into the space formerly occupied by Rite Aid. The new store will offer a variety of products, including clothing, home decor, footwear, toys, beauty products, and gifts. The building will undergo extensive renovations before its grand opening. With the closure of Kmart leaving a noticeable retail gap, you don't say. This addition is expected to bring excitement and new shopping opportunities to the community. I mean, we haven't had a dedicated clothing store since... It's been too long. Thanks for the story on that, Noe, with the CR Reader, Christina Reed, and Dan. Thank you. Over this past weekend, a tragic traffic accident occurred on February 8th at North Main Street and Y Road in Bishop, involving a motorcycle and a passenger vehicle. The motorcyclist, a 63-year-old Bishop resident, was transported to Renown Medical Center in Reno, but sadly passed away from his injuries. The driver of the passenger vehicle, a 67-year-old man from Los Angeles, was unharmed. Authorities have not yet determined the cause of the accident, and the Bishop Police Department continues to investigate. This incident serves as a somber reminder of the importance of road safety. Unfortunately, another unrelated accident occurred over this past weekend. 16-year-old Mateo, a student at Sierra High School, suffered severe injuries in a vehicle accident on February 8th. He was airlifted to Reno for advanced medical care, and while he has Medi-Cal, his medical expenses are expected to exceed coverage. The local community has rallied together, launching a fundraiser to help support Mateo and his family during his recovery with hopes of raising $18,000. This heartwarming effort highlights the community's compassion and willingness to help a young resident in need. Donations are being accepted to aid in his healing journey. We hope that if you are able, you'll consider donating to this family. You can find that at EasternSierraNow.com. Look, are you tired of missing out on the latest buzz in the Eastern Sierra? Right? Don't be the last to know. Get in the now. Sign up for Eastern Sierra Now's email subscription and get the latest news, events, and local happenings delivered straight to your inbox. No spam, just the good stuff. Because we know you're busy, probably out enjoying the mountains. I know you. Trust me. Stay informed, stay local, stay in the now. Subscribe today and be the first to know what's going down in the Eastern Sierra. The 2025 snowpack report for the Eastern Sierra indicates improved snow levels compared to last year, though still below average with a current water content of 12.3 inches, 76% of the norm for this time of year, and 54% of a typical water year. This snowpack is a critical source of water supply for California. Snow surveys conducted at four major basins help resource managers forecast water availability, vital for planning in an era of climate change. The report emphasizes the importance of snowpack monitoring for water security in the region. Mammoth Lakes is continuing to celebrate the winter season with special perks for first responders. Active firefighters, EMTs, and police can enjoy free lift tickets at Mammoth Mountain every Tuesday and Wednesday throughout the remainder of 24-25 winter season, a gesture of gratitude for their service. Additionally, convenient air travel options are available with Advanced Air providing flights to Mammoth Lakes from Hawthorne, LA, and Carlsbad, and United Airlines offering flights from Bishop to Denver and San Francisco. These offerings make Mammoth Lakes a more accessible and exciting winter destination. We hope to see you out there on the slopes. And thank you for your service. Look, are you craving authentic Mexican flavor like I am? Let's just head over to Astorga's Mexican restaurant right now. Yeah, right now. Okay, maybe after the news. Every dish there is a fiesta, a family-owned and operated restaurant for 17-plus years. They know a thing or two about making delicious food for your family. From sizzling fajitas to mouth-watering tacos, they've got the taste that'll make your taste buds dance. Dine in, take out, or catering, they've got you covered. Come for the food, stay for the vibe. Try ordering online. Trust me, you'll appreciate it. Okay, Eastern Sierra, here are the upcoming events in our area you have to look forward to. First up, C5 Art Studios. You ever notice how most of the events are C5 Art Studios? You guys are doing a lot over there. Good job. Look, they're hosting a mixed media Valentine's Day crafting class tonight at 5:30 p.m. Stop by, relax, and create a personalized gift for your partner or whoever you're gifting this Valentine's Day. Also, tonight, Distant Brewing is hosting their weekly pool tournament. This event is in partnership with Eastern Sierra Pool, and entering the event is only $20. Tomorrow, you can look forward to a Friends of Fish Slough general meet and greet, 6:30 p.m. via Zoom. Enjoy stories from Steve Parmenter, Joy Fatou, and Seal Klinger about the history and humor of stewarding the fish slough. Next up, C5 Studios will be hosting their Folk Around and Find Out open mic night starting at 6:30 p.m. Sign-ups start at 6, and everyone is encouraged to attend and maybe perform for the community. Lastly, Cassie Dunn will be performing live at Distant Brewing starting at 7 p.m. This event is free and a great opportunity to relax and listen to some great music. Maybe grab a drink or two. All right, snow chasers, here's your Mammoth Mountain update. Currently rocking a solid 67 inches of powder and loose granular with more snow on the way. All 175 trails are open, serviced by 23 lifts across 10 parks. It's a brisk one out there with a moderate wind chill that'll wake you up faster than your morning coffee. But don't let that stop you. Wind buff stashes off chair 5 are calling your name. Another storm's brewing, so layer up and get after it. Pizza lovers, look, it's time to settle the score. Who's got the best slice in the Eastern Sierra? This month's Epic Eats poll on Eastern Sierra Now is all about pizza, and it's a showdown between the heavyweights, Giovanni's versus June Pie in Mammoth, and Upper Crust versus Pizza Factory in Bishop. Will Giovanni's wood-fired goodness take the crown? Will Upper Crust's legendary pies remain the spotlight? Look, your vote decides. Cast your vote today and let your taste buds be heard. Head to Eastern Sierra Now and help us crown the pizza champion of the Eastern Sierra. EasternSierraNow.com. Look for the pizza. You'll find it on there. By the way, anybody can win this. We've still got half a month to go. Get out there and vote. You can vote more than once. Let's make sure your favorite pizza eatery wins. And now your sports update brought to you by Back Alley Bowl and Grill, where strikes are good and the food, well, it's even better. The Bishop varsity girls basketball team absolutely dominated against Boron, cruising to a 59-19 victory. Sienna Fuller was on fire with 14 points, while Kristen Allen was a defensive nightmare with 7 steals. Tanner Ludwig owned the boards with 8 rebounds, along with her 10 points, and Annalie Guerrero showed off her playmaking with 7 assists. Talk about teamwork, right? The JV girls kept the momentum going, pulling off a solid 33-22 win. Jasmine Gonzalez led the charge with 12 points, proving that the future of Bishop basketball is looking bright. Shout out to the Broncos for grinding the heat. Keep grinding, ladies. This sports report is brought to you by Back Alley Bowl and Grill, where victory tastes even sweeter with a side of fries. Trust me on that. Today, February 12th, expect increasing clouds throughout the day with a high of 52 and a low of 32, with some rain expected this evening. A flood watch is in effect in the Owens Valley from 10 p.m. this evening through 4 p.m. Friday. Tomorrow, February 13th, windy and colder conditions are anticipated with rain and the occasional snow flurry later in the evening. The high will be around 48 with a low of 33. Friday, February 14th, warmer temperatures with intervals of clouds and mostly sunshine. The highs will be around 54 with a low of 27. Mammoth today is a chilly day with a blend of sun and clouds. The high around 35, low of 22. Snow expected in the evening, predicted to accumulate 8 to 12 inches. A winter storm warning is in effect in Mono County from 10 p.m. this evening until 10 p.m. Friday. Tomorrow, February 13th, heavy snow is expected throughout the day. Conditions will become windier and chillier with a high near 34 and a low of 27. Looks like Valentine's Day, February 14th, cloudy, windy, and chilly conditions with occasional snow and flurries. The high will be around 33 and a low of around 12. Stay safe and warm. And that's a wrap on today's Eastern Sierra Now News. Be sure to subscribe to our email list so you never miss out on the latest and greatest. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel to see all our new videos and follow us on social media to stay up to date with everything happening around town. Yes, even the pizza wars. Catch you next time for more news, laughs, and all the Eastern Sierra happenings.